Rounding up the best. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's kind of overwhelming to think back on all of the people and all the experiences that I've had since the fourth grade, because truly this is an organization that just keeps giving and giving and giving.
Close to 400 4-H'ers, volunteers, and staff have been participating in 4-H Roundup this week on the campus of the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. It's their 96th year for the program. State 4-H leader Justin Crow.
A culminating experience for high school students, bringing them together from all across the state, recognizing them for the work they've done in their 4-H projects. They've participated in portfolio competition. They've completed their scholarship applications, and this is our week to recognize them and their achievement.
Justin Crow says besides the project finalists that were recognized in their annual awards banquet, members of the State 4-H Council have also been attending for their All-Star Conference, and they participated in a service project.
Our delegation raised over $2,500, and we actually went and got gift cards and took them out to Walmart on Tuesday, where they were able to adopt a foster child each. And so 114 high school 4-H members each had $20 and was able to buy needed supplies for children who were in the foster care system.
Well, attending her last 4-H event as a student was Emily Pennington of Warren County. She just graduated from high school and has been very active in her club since the fourth grade. She successfully competed in the public speaking project and knows there's truly something for everyone in 4-H.
Clothing and textiles, we have computers and technology, we have wildlife and fishery with the main, you know, beef and ag that we had originally. So this program just continues to grow and adapt to the surroundings of the world.
4-H in Tennessee, still growing strong. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.